You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Two Americans are among the five people killed in a Sunday helicopter crash in Afghanistan. NATO says the military chopper went down in Kabul, killing the two U.S. service members, a French civilian contractor, and two British service members. The incident is under investigation. Airports across the D.C. region are seeing Southwest Airlines operations return to normal finally. Southwest says it has fixed a computer glitch that delayed hundreds of flights. The issue was resolved this morning, and the carrier now expects operations to return to normal. Southwest isn't sure what caused the glitch that delayed about 13% of flights, creating a mess for passengers. No one was hurt after an Alaska Airlines jet made an emergency landing in Buffalo, New York this morning. The plane had left Newark, New Jersey and was headed for Seattle when the plane was diverted because of a small fire on board. Officials say an overheated credit card reader was tossed into a trash can and that sparked the fire. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
The University of Utah will be getting over $2 million from the CDC to be a prevention epicenter. Professor Matthew Samore says most of the focus will be on new pathogens.
These scary new emerging pathogens have huge consequences and huge potential impact on human health.
The school will be getting the money over a three-year period to develop ideas to stop you from picking up an unnecessary infection. So far, those include new designs on gowns, masks, and gloves, and more information sharing. Five other schools across the country will be sharing the nearly $11 million in grants. New dietary guidelines from the U.S. Department of Agriculture say people should drink more milk. The department will soon release its recommendations showing a limited amount of saturated fat is allowed, which could include whole milk. The new guidelines focus on lean meats, sugar, and sodium for a balanced diet. Cities and schools across the country are taking a different approach to Columbus Day. Instead of celebrating Christopher Columbus, some are planning to honor those he encountered in the New World with Indigenous Peoples Day. And officials in Zimbabwe say the American who killed a prized lion there will not be charged. A cabinet minister says today Minnesota dentist Walter Palmer had obtained legal authority to conduct the hunt. The killing of Cecil the lion sparked outrage as Palmer reportedly paid a guide $50,000 to lure the lion away from a sanctuary. Palmer has maintained he thought he was hunting the lion legally. The cabinet minister said today all of Palmer's papers were in order. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Never seeing no one.
Clinton. I'm scared. I'm going up against powerful people in Washington. I was fired for trying to conduct an objective, nonpartisan, thorough investigation.
Major Bradley Podlyska tells CNN State of the Union the committee turned its focus almost exclusively on Clinton when news broke of her use of
15-month special financing.
This is Kai Vint. Go to LumberLiquidators.com/weekday for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Donald Trump and an Oklahoma congressman are weighing in on who should be the next House Speaker.
A key Republican congressman would like to see former vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan run for Speaker of the House.
I trust Paul to make the right decision, and he's got a lot of things to consider. He's got his family, his career, and he certainly shouldn't do it if he's not willing to embrace it.
Oklahoma Representative Tom Cole told CNN State of the Union he hopes Republicans in the House can convince Ryan to run. Meanwhile, the Republican presidential frontrunner thinks the Wisconsin representative could get good support if he enters the race for House Speaker.
He's somebody that probably that could get good support. I think he's a very nice person. I think he doesn't want it very badly, but you never know. Maybe he's playing one of the great games of all time. It is Speaker of the House. I mean, it's a great position.
Donald Trump told CBS's Face the Nation the former vice presidential candidate is strong, even though he disagrees with him on some issues. Trump adds there are some Republicans in Congress who are really tough and really smart, and that's what Capitol Hill needs right now. I'm Melody Burkett.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Never seeing no one.
Clinton.
I'm scared. I'm going up against powerful people in Washington. I was fired for trying to conduct an objective, nonpartisan, thorough investigation.
Major Bradley Podlyska tells CNN State of the Union the committee turned its focus almost exclusively on Clinton when news broke of her use of
15-month special financing.
This is Kai Vint. Go to LumberLiquidators.com/weekday for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Donald Trump and an Oklahoma congressman are weighing in on who should be the next House Speaker.
A key Republican congressman would like to see former vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan run for Speaker of the House.
I trust Paul to make the right decision, and he's got a lot of things to consider. He's got his family, his career, and he certainly shouldn't do it if he's not willing to embrace it.
Oklahoma Representative Tom Cole told CNN State of the Union he hopes Republicans in the House can convince Ryan to run. Meanwhile, the Republican presidential frontrunner thinks the Wisconsin representative could get good support if he enters the race for House Speaker.
He's somebody that probably that could get good support. I think he's a very nice person. I think he doesn't want it very badly, but you never know. Maybe he's playing one of the great games of all time. It is Speaker of the House. I mean, it's a great position.
Donald Trump told CBS's Face the Nation the former vice presidential candidate is strong, even though he disagrees with him on some issues. Trump adds there are some Republicans in Congress who are really tough and really smart, and that's what Capitol Hill needs right now. I'm Melody Burkett.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A man who was attacked by a shark in July says it may have saved his life. Eugene Finney was at a California beach this summer and ended up with a large gash on his back. Finney tells Fox News, Fox and Friends that he's thankful because doctors eventually discovered that he had cancer.
I'm very thankful and gracious for this incident, for this shark, for this nudging. I'd already had my yearly physical, so I wouldn't have been going to the doctor otherwise. I was otherwise healthy, and without this incident, I would have never had these tests done.
When he returned to work in Massachusetts, Finney was advised to seek medical attention. That's when doctors confirmed that his pain was due to bruising from the attack, but they also discovered that Finney had cancer. Doctors found a walnut-sized tumor in his kidney.
We returned home, and I returned back to work and went in that day and told my boss that I was going to need to leave early to go see the doctor, and he pretty much demanded that I go right away.
Finney credits going to the doctor for the discovery that saved his life. Eugene Finney had the cancerous tumor removed just about 2 weeks ago, and he's now cancer-free. New dietary guidelines from the U.S. Department of Agriculture say people should drink more milk. The department will soon release its recommendation showing a limited amount of saturated fat is allowed, which could include whole milk. The new guidelines focus on lean meats, sugar, and sodium for a balanced diet. In addition to following us on Facebook and Twitter, make sure you join us online at usaheadlinenews.com for more special interest stories, news, and headlines. I'm Ron Taylor. And you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Chamber radio weather right now in Flemington, 40 degrees, clear skies, calm winds, zero chance of precipitation today, plentiful sunshine for Columbus Day, October 12th. A high of 75, winds light and variable, chance of a morning. Chance of a morning shower?
Please stand by while we try to reconnect.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day at the office where the papers grow. She takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day.
There's a sign on the wall but she wants to be sure. 'Cause you know sometimes words have meaning. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misbehaving. Thank you.
Hey, the light's on. Light. There you are. You go, Chet.
Hey, Paul.
You're on the air,
on
Chet.
On that echo part, turn me up a little more.
You see that red light, Chet? Don't get it confused. That means we're on the air.
Oh, I forgot we're recording. If you don't get it right, he's going to leave. Here we go. Places. Get in your closet. One, two, or one, two.
Yes, I'm right. How close can I get?
You know, you've been playing a long time, and I admire you very much.
Yeah, well, you've been an old-timer, too.
Yeah, you've been my inspiration, but you're playing the damn thing wrong. You got to play a little faster, see?
You mean more nervous than that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little faster. Like.
Okay.
Well, not like this.
Loosen up.
Did you call?
come back and play again, Jen.
All right.
You're awesome. Dirty old men.
Next.
You can't make it one way. Got pornography on record.
Right.
The massage parlor, you and I, huh? Got our own thing.
Let's relax, man.
The thing throws me off is those made no drums.
Yeah. Well, we got a weak drummer.
Why don't we try something pretty like, you know Ave Maria?
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner. And your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
To the insurance company I'm leaving behind. You've scorned me for the last time. I've met another who makes me sing like a lark with the first morning dew. It happened all so quickly. In just 15 minutes, Geico swept me into a loving car insurance embrace. It saved me hundreds of dollars and sleepless nights. Now I needn't worry if you'll be receptive to my automobile needs. Geico will be there for me in all the ways you never could. Regards, Sylvia in Silver Spring.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. I'm lucky to grow up where I could be whatever I want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
I'm making beef sliders for my friend Sandy. Nana taught me to always pull meat off the grill early, so it's extra juicy.
Use a food thermometer to ensure ground beef is 160 degrees, or you could make people really sick. Sandy didn't think twice about the slider she ate until yoga class, when a nasty case of food poisoning turned her downward-facing dog into upward-moving lunch. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov and learn the steps Maria unwittingly leaves out. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Rain keeps falling, rain.
Don't, don't, don't. in Spanish Harlem. It's growing in the street, right up through the concrete, but soft and sweet and dreamy. There is a road in Spanish Harlem, a red rose up in Spanish Harlem. Starts a fire there, and then I lose control. I have to beg your pardon. I'm going to pick that rose and watch her as she grows in my garden.
USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett. The stage is set for tomorrow's Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas. As expected, frontrunner Hillary Clinton will be center stage following the announcement of the podium order released by CNN. On either side of Clinton will be Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. Jim Webb and Lincoln Chafee will be the bookends on stage. CNN is also keeping a seat warm for Vice President Joe Biden, should he jump into the race before tomorrow. It's widely expected that even if Biden does join the race, he will skip the first debate. Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump doesn't think the Democrats' first presidential debate will have much success in the ratings.
I don't think they'll do great. I mean, you know, I think people are going to turn it on for a couple of minutes and then fall asleep.
Trump admits to Fox News' Fox and Friends that the debate will not be too bad because people are curious to see what happens. Trump doesn't think Hillary Clinton will lose, but says she hasn't been good in past debates. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-879-8882. That's 844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends. And it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish woodlook tile. And get coupon savings on quality Dream Home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Ty Finnings. Go to LumberLiquidators.com/weekdays for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
President Obama says Hillary Clinton's use of a private email system was a mistake. On CBS's 60 Minutes, the president says Clinton made a mistake and that she has acknowledged it. He says he didn't know about Clinton's private server while she was Secretary of State and that it didn't pose any risk to national security. He also weighed in on the possibility of Vice President Joe Biden throwing his hat into the 2016 presidential race. Obama says anyone who sits in executive meetings for so long probably believes they could do the job. The U.S. is reportedly continuing its military support of rebel groups in Syria. CNN reports U.S. military cargo planes dropped 50 tons of ammunition overnight into northern Syria. The report cites a U.S. official saying C-17 cargo planes dropped small arms, including grenades, to a coalition of rebel groups that opposes Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Last week, the Pentagon announced it was overhauling its much-aligned effort to train moderate Syrian rebels. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. Now, there are an awful lot of lunch options available to you.